Good morning, my friends.
大家早上好。
It's very good to be with you again.
很高兴又再次能够来到你们的当中。
And with my good friend Richard.
和我的好朋友。
He looks after me.
他说我照顾他。
Christians all around the world are engaged in the season of Lent.
这段时间呢，整个世界的基督徒，我们都在过一个非常特别的时期，叫做预苦期。
It's a time of 40 days leading up to Easter.
这是有40天，一直要到复活节的时候。
It's a time of reflection and preparation.
这个是一个让我们能够反思的时候，让我们预备的时候。
You may have heard of the Western tradition of.Giving something up for Lent, have you?
我想你们有没有听到一个，就是在西方的一个传统，在这段时间当中呢，我们会选择放掉一些的事情，放弃一些事情，或戒绝一些的事情。
It usually means foregoing something that you like, something that we enjoy.
这个意思呢，就是说在这段时间你会可能选择放弃一些的爱好。放下一些让你能够捆绑你的东西。
There's a booming.
Yeah, I know, but not normally happen. Yeah.
What's behind that idea is the thought that you can have too much of a good thing.
在这个后面的意思就是说，有的时候好的事情啊，会让我们能够滥用了它。
The story that we've just read.Presents us with something that is a good thing, but in fact, that very good thing can become a problem.
今天我们读到这个故事，就是让我们看见有时候非常好的事情，有很多好的事情，但是这个事情太好了以后呢，可能会成为我们的一个问题。
I'm sure that many of you have been encouraged to know your Bible.
我想我们很多人都被鼓励，你们需要去读圣经，了解圣经。
When I was a child, we were taught to memorize part of the Bible, and some of us even did Sunday school exams to prove how much we knew.
在我们小的时候，我们都会被教导，我们要去记得圣经的经句，背记经句，甚至呢，我们会在主日学的时候参加这个考试，以至于我们能够证明我们对圣经了解的非常非常的深。
We've just read a story that is a very familiar story. We call it the Good Samaritan.
今天我们读到这个故事呢，是一个非常熟悉的故事。我们都知道叫做好撒玛利亚人。
I would venture to say that it is one of the best known passages from the Bible.
我敢说啊，这句的经文可能是在我们整个圣经当中，可能大家最熟悉的故事之一了。
The idea of a good Samaritan has entered the language all over the world.
这个好撒玛利亚人的这个词语呢，已经在世界上非常的流行。
In some parts of the world, it's the name of a charity.
在有些的地方，这个名字成为一个这个社会福利的一个机构的名称。
A very familiar story.
这是个非常熟悉的故事。
But I wonder if, in fact, it has become too familiar.
但是我想，有的时候是不是变得太熟悉了
？Just before this story, Jesus says something to his followers about how blessed they are to see what they see.
在这个故事刚刚发生之前呢，耶稣对他跟随他的门徒告诉他们。你们非常有福，因为你们今天看到了你们所看到的。
But this story raises the question of whether or not, in fact, we do see.
但这个故事让我们思想到，是不是我们真的看到了
？Can we see what is right in front of our eyes?
能不能我们在我们就在我们的眼前，我们能够清晰的看见
？Or do we not see?Perhaps because we don't want to see.
也有可能我们没有看见，很可能原因是我们不想看见。
So a certain lawyer comes to Jesus and poses a question.
So 一个律法师来到耶稣的面前来问他问题。
It's a good question. He is a genuine seeker.
这是一个很好的问题，我们可以看到他是一个真正的寻求者。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我们要怎么样做才能够得着永生？
Now this term eternal life means something like life with God.
这个永生的意义啊，它的意思是我们与神在一起的生活。
It's a quality of life, eternal life.
是一个生活的质量，永恒的生活。
Here and now and for always.
现在，将来，到永远。
What must I do to live with God?
换句话，他就说，我要做什么以至于能够与神同行。
In fact, this man is serious. He's already done a lot of homework.
但是这个人呢，其实他对这个信仰是非常认真，他已经做了很多很多的后面的工作学习。
So when Jesus says, "What does the Scripture teach you?" he already knows the answers.
所以当耶稣问他圣经给我们一些什么教导的时候，他已经知道了答案。
He sums it up very clearly.
他把它总结得非常的清晰。
You should love your God.
你要爱你的神。
The Lord your God.
要爱你的主。
With all your being.
要尽心。
Your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind.
尽心、尽力、尽意，爱你的主，爱你的神啊。
This is what it means to be in full relationship with God.
这个的意思是你要和神有那个真实完全的关系。
And too easily, we put our focus on one of these things and say the others are not so important.
但是我们很容易把我们的焦点注重在某一个方面，而忽视了其他几个的方面。
What would it mean for you to love God with all your motivations and all your desires?
什么意思让你尽心的去爱神，用你的所有的动机，你所有的那个盼望？
What would it mean for you to love God with who you really are in your deepest self.
对你来说，爱神用你整个的人来爱神意味着什么？
What would it mean for you to love God with all your strength, with your body, with your efforts, your work and your play?
什么意味着你爱神用你整个的力量，你的身体，你所有的精力来爱神？
And next,And this one's a bit of a challenge for us Baptists, I think.
下一个呢，可能对我们浸信会的信徒来说有点挑战的。
We're sometimes a bit afraid of thinking deeply or too seriously.
我们有的时候呢，害怕我们想的太深太多。
What would it mean to love God with all your mind?
什么是用你的整个的心思意念来爱神？
With all the efforts of your thinking.
在你努力的去思考思想爱他。
And then something else as well.
那么同样还有其他的。
Because this fellow knows that in the Bible, God is not interested in our love just for God.
因为这个律法师呢，其实做了很多的研究，他知道在圣经里面，其实这个上帝啊，不单单要我们只是爱他。
If we're going to ignore the people next door,
如果我们忽略了我们的邻舍
as the Epistle of John says, if you say that you love God, but do not love your sister or brother, you're a liar.
那个约翰说过，在约翰一书当中说过哈，如果你说你爱神，但是不能爱你看得见的弟兄，你就是个说谎的人。
Love God as yourself.
爱神如爱人如己啊
，Love your neighbor as yourself，
爱邻如己。
So this lawyer, he has all the answers from the Bible.
所以呢，这个律法师他在这个圣经当中找到所有的答案。
Jesus says 10 out of 10.
耶稣说你得了满分。
First class honors, you've got it all right.
你已经得的所有的答的都对。优等生啊。
But the guy is not finished.
但是这个律法师呢，他没有完。
If only he'd left it at that.
要是他那个时候结束就好了。
But in some way, he wants to justify himself.
有的时候他 更想来证明他自己是对的。
You may have known people like this. Somehow he needs always to be right.
你可能认识这样的人哈，他一直要在众人的面前证明他都是对的。
He needs to know that he is right.
他必须要知道他是对的哈。
So he asks the classic question.
所以他问了一个非常经典的问题。
The question that people everywhere ask.
这个问题呢，任何地方的人都会问的。
What they want to know is not just what they have to do, but when they've done enough.
他要知道呢，不是说我们必须要做什么，他要想问的是我们做到什么程度才算是足够。
He wants a limit to what he has to do.
他需要一个限制，一个圈子，让他知道他该做的事情。
Like that other time when a disciple asked Jesus, "How many times have I got to forgive someone?"
就像以前那个耶稣的门徒问他这个问题，我要赦免一个人要多少次才行啊
？You know that person who gets on your nerves. How many times have you got to forgive them?
但这个一个人经常来戳你、得罪你的人，你要忍耐他多久呢
？So he says, "Who is my neighbor?"
所以他问耶稣，谁是我的邻舍呢？
I think this is an immensely important question for our nation at this very time.
我相信这是一个非常重要的问题，对我们整个国家在这个时代来说。
Who are the ones we are called to love?
什么人是我们被神呼召要去爱的人？
And then comes this very familiar story.
然后呢，这个非常熟悉的故事就开始了。
It was a story familiar to Jesus and his followers at that time.
我想那个时候对耶稣和对他的门徒来说都是非常熟悉的一个故事。
You see, it's about the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
就像一个路从耶路撒冷到耶利哥。
A very dangerous and difficult road.
是个非常艰难而且非常危险的路。
Judea and Jerusalem are in the south.
犹大在南部。
Then Samaria to the north.
撒玛利亚呢在北边。
And Galilee even further north.
那个加利利呢在更北边的地方。
So people like Jesus from the Galilee, to get to Jerusalem, they have to travel down there.
所以呢，像耶稣如果他要从加利利走到那个耶路撒冷呢，他要向下走下来。
This road was very difficult.
这条路呢是非常艰难的。
You either went that way or you went around the trouble.
你或许呢，你可以把它绕开走。
There was a long history of trouble between the Jewish people and the Samaritan people.
这个是非常深远的历史哈，那个犹太人和这个撒玛利亚人有很多的冲突。
They didn't like each other.
那么彼此仇恨啊。
And sometimes there were even murders.
有的时候呢，他们会杀对方啊。
So Galilee, people from Galilee would go around this way rather than through, if they could.
所以呢，加利利人呢，尽他们的可能，他们会绕过这个地区，不会抄近道穿过撒玛利亚。
And if you went that way on the Jericho road, it was a steep and long road.
如果你在那个路上去那个耶利哥的时候，它是一个非常陡的一个路，上坡的路。
And that's because Jerusalem is in a very high place.
因为呢，耶路撒冷是建在一个非常高的地方。
It was a fortress. That's why David wanted to build it there.
它呢就像一个堡垒一样，这正是大卫为什么要把这个城建在那么高的地方。
So it's a rough and dangerous road.
所以呢，它是一个非常艰难而且非常危险的道路。
In fact, it was commonly called the Bloody Road.
或者呢，在那个当时被称作血腥之路。
Because people often got beaten up there.
但是呢，那个时候很多人在那里被抢被打。
There were bandits along that road.
他们在那个路上经常受到攻击，有很多的土匪。
And so this unfortunate man.Was one of those people.
但这一个不幸的人就是他们当中的一个。
He was attacked.
他被攻击。
He was robbed.
他被抢劫。
And he was left for dead.
他躺在那里半死不活。
left for dead.
他就这样在那里。
Two people also come along the road.
而有两个人经过这条路。
They're coming down from Jerusalem.
他们从耶路撒冷来向下走。
They're priests.
他们是祭司。
One is an ordinary priest, and the other is from a special group of priests called the Levites.
一个呢是一般的祭司，另外一个呢是来自于特别种族的，叫做利未人的祭司。
Now they have been on duty in the temple.
他们呢一定是在那个圣殿里面服侍哈。
Priests took their turn on the roster to be in the temple.
祭司呢是轮流在那个圣殿当中服侍的。
Usually for 1 month of daily responsibilities.
通常呢有一个月每天都要在圣殿当中服侍。
They have been in the temple and now they're on their way home.
所以呢他们在这个圣殿中服侍，他们的服侍结束了，他们现在呢在回家的路上。
So think of it, going home after 1 month at work.
所以大家可以想象一下，经过一个月的工作，你现在在回家的路上了。
What would be on their minds?
什么会在他们的脑海里面呢？
They would be glad to get home.
他们很高兴能够回家了。
Some home cooking.
所以想着他们回家做饭。
Some time with the children.
和孩子们在一起。
Maybe a special time with their wife.
和他们的妻子能够有一个特别的时间。
Of course they want to get home.
当然他们想回家。
They would be watching out for robbers.
他们在很留意，很怕那个有土匪出现。
Hoping to keep safe.
能够保持自己的安全。
But they're taking the shortest way home.
所以为了他们冒险，选了一条最近的路。
They just want to get home.
他们就是想尽快的回家。
And they see a body on the side of the road.
然后他们看见有个人躺在路边。
For many years, I've thought about what happens now.
很多年我一直在想，到底发生了什么。
They cross the road.
他们穿过了路。
These are men of God.
这些是属神的人呢。
They've just spent a month in prayer.
他们在刚刚花了一个月的时间圣殿中祷告。
Leading God's people in prayer.
带着神的子民们祷告。
What experience of God leads these people to pass by?
是什么样与神相交的经历让他们选择穿过路，绕过那个人？
They deliberately passed by.
而且他们是故意的绕过那个人。
How could they do that?
他们怎么会这样做呢？
Well, I suggest it has something to do with what we were talking about, the law, the teaching of the Jewish faith.
所以我想这里呢，就像我们刚才谈过的一些好的东西，那个当时的犹太人的律法。
We're told that the bandits attacked this man.
我们被告知哈，是土匪袭击了这个人。
They robbed him and they stripped him.
他们抢了他，然后把他整个衣服全都剥掉了。
They left him naked,
让他光着身子躺在地上。
And half dead,
半死不活。
So he's lying on the road.
所以他躺在路上。
To a passerby, it's not clear whether he's alive or dead.
但对经过的人，你看不清楚他到底是活的还是死的。
But if you look at him, you could see whether he was.A Jewish man or a Gentile.
但是你从旁边可以看得出来，那个时代的人哈，他是犹太人还是外邦人
？And Jewish people did not want to touch a dead body.
犹太人呢，不愿意去触碰死尸
，because that would make them unclean.
因为如果触碰死尸，根据律法来说，就让他们不洁净了。
And do you know what would happen if they were unclean?
你们知道如果当一个人不洁净了要怎么做吗？
They had to go back to the temple to purify themselves.
他们需要马上折回去，回到圣殿当中去洁净他们自己。
Just want to get home.
他们只是想要回家现在。
can't go through weeks of purification.
他们不能够再等再来几个星期的洁净礼。
Don't touch him.
所以呢，最好不要去摸他。
Don't go near it.
不要再靠近他。
Don't get involved.
不要有任何的事情在这里做。
A Samaritan man comes along.
然后呢，一个撒玛利亚人来了。
Citizen of the hated people.
看他们眼中那些被仇恨的人啊。
Resented people.
啊，他们很讨厌的人。
People considered ungodly.
啊，这些人是被认为不是属神的人。
He stops and binds the man's wounds, puts him on his donkey.And takes him to a place where he will be cared for.
结果呢，他停下来，为这个人包扎伤口，然后把他放在他的驴上面，带他到一个地方可以去照料他的地方。
And more than that, if it costs more, next time I'm coming by, I'll pay for it.
而且不单单这样，他还告诉那个店家，你去照顾他，如果以后有额外的钱，我回来付的。
With this story, Jesus says, "So who was?" A neighbor.
就是这个故事，耶稣问，谁是邻舍？
This is a very familiar story, isn't it?
这是个非常熟悉的故事，不是吗，弟兄姐妹们？
Maybe it's too familiar.
但是或许太熟悉了。
I know a lot of people who used to go to church.
我知道很多人，他们曾经去教堂。
Maybe you do too.
或许你们当中也有人哈。
A few years ago, I was sitting at a formal dinner with a woman who was about 70 years old, who was a daughter of a pastor.
多年以前，我有一次机会坐在一个在一个晚宴上面，坐在一位老妇人的身边。这个老妇人呢，差不多有70多岁，她是位牧师的女儿。
In fact, her dad was a very prominent Baptist minister here in Melbourne.
而且呢，他的父亲是一个当时非常著名的浸信会的牧师，就在墨尔本。
She told me why she didn't go to church anymore.
然后他告诉我，为什么他再也不去教堂了。
She told me another story.
他告诉我另外一个的故事。
One day when she was a young woman in her early 20s, I think it was, she was standing outside the Baptist church.
一天，在她很年轻的时候，可能差不多20多岁的时候，有一次在崇拜结束以后，她站在那个教堂的外面。
Sunday morning service had just finished.
早上的那个崇拜呢，刚刚结束。
And the whole crowd of them were standing out there after the service in their Sunday best clothes.And the ladies wearing their hats.
在那个时候哈啊，他们刚刚结束，所以呢，大家都站在前面，都可以看到他们身上穿的是当时他们最好的衣服啊，正装，女士还戴着帽子。
That tells you how long ago it was.
这个是很多年以前的事情哈。
But she noticed a line of cars going past.
但是她看见有一个车队从他们教堂面前经过。
They were all MGs.
我那个牌子呢，都是 MG 哈，我们不太熟悉，是一个英国的牌子啊。
It was the MG Car Club.
这是 MG 这个车的，就像日本车的一个这个汽车俱乐部哈。
And in each car there was a driver and two boys.
每一辆车里面呢，可以看到一个司机，还有里面坐着两个的孩子，男孩。
She realized they were boys from the boys' home.Just along the road.
他突然意识到这些的孩子是在他们离他们不远的另外一个地方的一个男孩之家，是一个孤儿院。
The car club were taking the boys out for a day's excitement.
所以呢，这个机动车的俱乐部的人呢，去那个孤儿院接这男孩，带他们去一天的郊游。
She thought about that.
他很想了这个事情。
The boys' home was 100 meters from their church.
而这个孤儿院离他们的教会只有100米的距离。
Their church had never, ever done anything for those boys.
然后他们的教会从来就没有为这个孤烟的男孩们做过任何的事情。
The MG Car Club,
这个 MG 的这个机动车的协这个俱乐部呢？
Who the church considered pagans,
是教会被认为是当作外邦人的这个群体呢
?They were doing such a loving, fun thing.
他们在做一个非常有爱心的事情。
Suddenly this lady began to think, who is my neighbor?
突然之间这个年轻的女士是想谁是我的邻舍。
See, this is a story a little bit like the Jericho Road.
所以这个的故事有点像那个耶利哥路上的这个故事。
It poses the question, how do we live with God?
这提出一个非常重要的问题，我们如何与神同行？
Is it in the temple or on the road?
是在圣殿当中呢，还是在这个路上？
Is it in the church building or the boys' home?
是在教会的教堂呢，还是在男孩子那个孤儿院里面？
And my question is, why is it either or?
但是我的问题呢，为什么我们会这样问，或者这边，或者那边呢？
What makes this division?
什么是让这个事情产生了两个不同的选择呢？
Somehow we drive a wedge between the first commandment and the second commandment.
很多的时候我们在第一神的第一大诫命跟第二大诫命之间我们打入了一个楔子进去。
Love God with all yourself.
用你自己全心的去爱神。
And love your neighbor.
同时爱你的邻舍。
It's as if, like these priests,The main thing is to love God, and only if it's convenient or fits in with things, love your neighbor.
而对于那个祭司来说，他最主要的是他自己要爱神，但是当他有点时间或者说方便的时候，可以去爱邻舍。
But don't let anything make you unclean.
但是呢，不要让你自己变得不洁净。
You know those kind of people.
哦，你知道那些的人。
Just a few people put it the other way around.
但是呢，其他人呢又把这样倒过来。
Love your neighbor, and when you have time, maybe pay attention to God.
爱你的邻舍最重要。如果你有点时间的时候呢，再能够转向神一下。
In this season of Lent.
在这个预苦期这段的时间
I want to leave this with you.
我愿意把这个问题留给你们
With each one of you and with you all as a church.
留给你们每一个人同时留给你们整个组成的这个教会
What does this really mean for you?
这个到底对你们意味着什么
You may have heard that English saying, familiarity breeds contempt.
如果你们听过一个英文的一个谚语，就是说熟悉能够会带来或滋养嫌弃。
It means we can be too familiar with this story.
意思是我们可能会对这个故事太熟悉了。
So familiar that we don't feel its challenge.
以至于我们熟悉的我们感受不到那个故事带给我们的挑战。
There's one more thing to notice in Luke's story.
还有另外一个事情我们要注意到在这个路加福音的故事当中。
He tells us this detail. The man got off his donkey and came near to the injured person.
我们留意到这个故事，这个撒玛利亚人是从他的驴背上下来，然后靠近了这个躺在地上的人。
Who are we near?
我们如何？他说：“哦，跪在他旁边。”我们问
：“Who are we with?”
问我们向什么跪？我们和什么人在一起
？Who do we see?
什么？我们看到什么人
？Do you actually live in your street?
你真的在你那条街上生活吗
？Or do you pass by all the other people on your way to somewhere else.
而只是你每天只是经过他们去另外一个地方你要去的地方。
Do we live with the people that everyone else ignores or shuns?
我们是不是跟那些人各个人都想回避躲开那些人生活在一起呢？
Do we even see them?
甚至我们看见他们吗？
This is a very familiar story.
这是一个非常熟悉的故事。
One we need to hear from Jesus.
所以我们从耶稣那边听到的故事。
Again and again.
一次又一次。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy God, we thank you for the wonderful stories Jesus told.
感谢主，你赐下耶稣给我们这样的故事。
At this time, we pray for the insight to know this story.
我们在这个时候，我们向你祷告，求你赐下智慧的心，让我们能够得到这个故事的真意。
And for the courage of your spirit,
我们为圣灵所赐下的勇气，我们向你祷告。
So that we can learn to live with you.
所以呢，我们能够学习如何与你同行。
In eternal life,
在永生当中。
Amen.
Amen.